This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. It's Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with Arvind Yuvaraj and Audrey Raj. Arvind.
Yes.
US Airports.
Mm-hmm. They're putting up video game lounges in their airports. Yeah, so like full-blown. It's not new because I think Singapore has entertainment lounges. Some airports, like Dubai Airport.
We're not talking about like arcade lounges.
No. This is like full-blown.
Arcade would be nice too.
Yeah, it'll be nice. Mm. I think some airports have
arcades. I can't
remember which one. But they are doing like full-blown VR video game lounges. And I think they're tying up with Microsoft. So most of them are using Xboxes. Mm. But they also want to incorporate PlayStation. So just last month, the first US airport video game lounge opened with 36 Microsoft Xbox rigs at Dallas-Fort Worth International. While John F. Kennedy International Airport in New York is hosting the first virtual reality experience center for over 70,000 travelers who will use Terminal 4 every day. So they have both. These are the first two in the US. They say that they're going to expand because the companies that are behind these video game lounges, they've got lots of requests from like other airports and stuff. Mm. Because they say that it's an untapped market. No one knows why they have not used this business model before. Yeah. But it
travelers
seems that,
are so bored.
Yeah.
So, you know, you request for passengers to come in early and then go through. And going through American customs is a really pain.
It's not easy.
Yeah. So once you get through TSA, then you feel like, oh, wow, what am I doing now for the next 2 hours, three hours, right? Like, there's really nothing to do other than just dine, eat.
And that is if your flight is on time. What
yes.
if you end up delayed for hours?
Yeah, you just become Tom Hanks.
You're stuck in transit.
You become
right?
Tom Hanks.
You become Tom Hanks, yeah.
But you don't meet, like, Catherine.
No, you'll never meet Catherine.
She's never there at the airport.
Although I am still looking for 37E. So, yeah, that story before. Anyways,
So, the thing that you're talking about is called dwell time. So that's what people who set up businesses in airports call it. Dwell time in industry lingo is a prime selling opportunity. So it's the time where a passenger is waiting in the airport and they're not eating and they're not doing anything else. They're simply waiting there, wasting
loitering around,
waiting for the airport, waiting for the airline to board the airline.
And you know when you loiter around, you feel scared.
Yeah,
because the security guards will be like, this guy has passed by this hallway 3 times already.
Yeah. He'll be watching
what is he up to? Yeah, I always get paranoid, right? And then I'm like, oh shit, like, you know, I just should sit down here quietly and, you know, just...
You don't want a nap or so.
Yeah,
because you don't
I'll
want
miss
anyone...
the flight.
Yeah, you miss the flight or someone's meddling with your bag. You've seen like all those Nat Geo documentaries and stuff.
But
you don't
here's
get...
the thing, right? Isn't there a greater risk now that you will miss your flight or miss the announcement
exactly my point.
When you are in that
VR mode?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even want to board the plane.
I mean, think about it. Like in the airport's point of view, that you just have to buy another flight ticket. So it's a win-win.
Makes money.
It's not their money.
Yeah.
So they say when it comes to video games, there are players across Generation Z, Millennials, and Generation X.
Yeah.
So interestingly, they say that the average player is about 34 years old. 34. So it's older millennial. It's not even the young ones that they're targeting. So it's people who have spending power, people who can travel a lot, and people who are in their 30s and are very interested in video games. So 34 for the average male, 36 for the average female.
I resent that.
I think the reason why it's an average, it's not the median age, it's the average.
Yeah. The average age.
When it's average, it's slightly higher, but you know, if you're 28 onwards, that's where you probably would fly. Like if you're in your early teenagerhood and early 20s and you're flying around here and there, let me know how you're making money because I would love to know.
How
are you flying around the world?
Get on the same getting system.
Tell me how you're gaming the systems.
So what kind of games would they have?
They don't say what games they have yet, but they say that it's mostly stuff that's on the Xbox for now.
PlayStation?
A PlayStation, it's going to come soon for both of them. I think they're tying up with Microsoft for some reason, but they've given some specs. So they say that one of the companies that's based in LA is Periscope VR. So they charge $10, which is about 41 ringgit for 10 minutes, and that's it. Yeah, 10 minutes, that's it, with a video headset. And they also offer discounts for longer blocks of time. So a full hour will cost you about $35, which is about 143 ringgit, which is expensive. Then you also have have the one at Dallas-Fort Worth. That is a company called Gameway. So they're offering it's a more common kind of a system. It looks like the stuff that you have more in like Southeast Asia and Asia. So it's a leather chair, 43-inch TV, and noise-canceling headphones.
Oh,
so
no one
disturbs you and stuff.
I'm glad they're actually charging for this, because initially when you started the story, I thought it's going to be free. And then I was like, you're not going to move people, you know, especially like hardcore gamers, right? You're not going to get them to budge.
$10 is actually quite a good price for 10 minutes, because you normally have spare change. You know all the coins when you travel around? And you know, always you don't know what to do with the coins, right? So whenever you travel around, if you have coins, imagine if you do have like maybe $4, $5 worth of coins, and then you just add in another few more notes and you got a 10 minutes experience.
But think about it, right? 40 ringgit for 10 minutes is a bit much. And then you're waiting there for, say, 4 hours for your flight, you know, that's been delayed. And then all you got is just like 10 minutes.
Yeah, but once you do the 10 minutes is where probably they'll entice you to do more, because then you'll be like, oh, maybe, you know, I could squeeze in another hour because my flight is only in 2 hours' time. So they make money off from you and you become happier at the end of the day.
You are right. Why didn't they think of this business model before?
I think, I mean, the free one, I think Changi will sort of like argue against that, because I think in Changi Airport everything is free. I'm not sure. I think once you check into the airport, then you can watch movies for free, you can play video games for free. I don't know about the video games so much, but I think you can watch movies for free in Changi. Is it
have any of you done it?
I've not done this, no. Whenever I go to Changi, it's always on Firefly, so like I get off into the bus and then the bus drops me off, like, you know, one of those, you know, escape from Malaysia, coming sneaking into KL. I feel like I'm one of those people, you know, getting off from the bus, go straight to customs, from the back door, and also,
yeah, but yeah, so they are rolling out. They plan to get more people on this. They say that there is a huge untapped market. 45% of US gamers are women, so it's like almost half enough. 60% of Americans play video games daily, so it's a huge percentage that they have to, you know, they can cater to. And then there are other companies also coming into it. There's also news. I checked another article saying that some companies may even move into like other countries outside of the US. So we may see this in other airports all around the world.
Well, it's interesting in that article, Indianapolis and Long Beach, they are linking physical exercise to charge your phone. So those stationary bikes, you get on it, you cycle, it's charging your phone. So it's exercise, charging your phone, and, you know, you're waiting for a flight. So,
but do you have to pay for that?
No, I think that is free, because I am the electricity, you know. So, right, why should you charge me? Unless you're charging me for the stationary bike.
It's a shocking concept.
And with that, we will be right back after this. We will have one more story, which is something that's taken off from The Matrix, put into real life. We'll be right back. Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.